Did you talk about last year's final much before today?
With Keelan Sweeney, who was the captain last year, he's one of our selectors. We brought him in as a coach this year. On the Wednesday night after the Castle Blaney game, we got him in for to do a wee thing just about the pain of getting beat last year whenever we were so close to getting over the line. And Dungiven caught us with that late sucker punch. After that day, we didn't really chat about it much. But there's no point, we can't change the past. Mm-hmm. We can only control what was going to happen in the future. And we done that really well there in the second half, I have to say.
Did you feel at half-time were you disappointed to be level? He's owned a lot of the ball, but Cavan got their two goals. Was there frustration in there, or what was the emotion like at half-time?
Probably a wee bit. I would say maybe the players themselves, knowing that we were probably should have been in a better position. But, I mean, we have been there before, and we know that we were level, and they needed two probably fortuitous goals to get them level. So they only scored, I think it was 2-1. They
got 2-1 to 1-4.
1 point from play. You know, we scored five times, you know, and we knew them things are not easily overturned. You think this is the scoring goals up here, kicking into the clubhouse. But our boys are some footballers, Michael. They're just never say die. And Kevin kicked a couple of savage 45s there. We probably needed them, you know what I mean? But the control, Kevin are a good team. Kevin kept the ball well there, in fairness, and we set back inside the 45. Maybe we should have pushed up in it a little. But then we had young Joshua there. He's a threat for them as well.
He is.
We put probably Callum McRae, our captain, on him, and Daniel just in front of him, because we thought he likes to take the ball in front. And then we put Theo Cahoon then on there, Ben Tully, their number 8. And he tracked him for the whole game, just to be there whenever Ben was going to be trying to influence that there. Theo done a wonderful job there. So, but all in all, Michael, it's a team performance. You know, you need the boys in the back grafting hard. The work rate of that half forward line, Tomás Kiar, 15 years of age. And then the lads.
He was running a lot of kickouts there. The two brothers seemed to work well together. Telepathy.
Telepathy. Their father, Shane, he was a fairly good player in his day with Donegal too. So, listen, the whole squad. But it's hard work all year. You know what I mean? That's 10 years there on a journey from under 7 to under 17, and they're great lads. And we're lucky. I suppose Craig and myself, our own two lads, are playing on the team, and just to be part of it with them and on their own, and that's great for the parish. You see the support we had the other day. We're so proud to be representing Donegal football. Hopefully it'll give Donegal football a wee boost. Niamh Connell pushed us earlier in the earlier leg of the championship, drew with him, where he'd come back from 6 down against Gidore to get a draw at home in the early legs of the championship. So them teams are not that far behind, so we'd like to see the Donegal teams pushing on and thinking we can be better at Ulster, and, you know, at a minor level and that there. So yeah, but we're happy to be here today.
On today's game, where do you feel it changed in the second half? Was there a moment you thought you had it? Or that maybe that's the wrong way after what happened last year. Is there a moment you thought it was turning for you in the second half?
I'm standing here now, and I'm not sure whether we won it or not today. I don't know where that happened, but a couple of scores probably that we got that we needed just to get up and running in the second half. They got the first, we got the next three, I think.
Yes.
And we started defend hard around the half back line, turned over Joshua a couple of times. He's a big player for them. When that happens, you can see the head supporters up there starting to get a bit edgy and that there, and then you think you're on the front foot. But not until the final whistle was blown was my heart stopped slowing down, I can tell you.
Is there many of them available next year? Somebody in the crowd was saying you have a good few. Goes to under 18, which probably changes things, I suppose.
That would mean the whole team would be available.
Yeah, but
Peter Campbell asked me that question a minute ago, and I says we're looking no far forward than today. You know what's going to happen. We can't control what's going to happen, who's going to be in there. But sure, we're delighted to be there. If it goes up to under 18s, I couldn't even say we'd get out of Donegal, and that's honest to God. You know what I mean? It's great to be thinking you'd be back here, but just delighted to be here today. And you know, it's just a great tournament. You know, the cream of the crop's here that has won their counties, and then they'll come up here, and it's just the whole, I think it's a lot of stuff goes on. It's the setup, the pitch is brilliant conditions, the crowd, and then the media coverage that it gets, like, you know, from yourselves and Gaelic life. And sure, it's just massive tournament, you know what I mean? And we're the only third, Peter said, the third Donegal County club to win it there.
Kelly Beggs twice and
Eru in 1992. They had a fantastic team in 92. Mm-hmm. And sure, that 84, 85 team with Kelly Beggs went on to win 5 senior championships in Donegal. So listen, that's history. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't change what's happened then, but we're just delighted to be the third team to get over the line. And we'll celebrate. And listen, good crowd up today, and it's a good boost for the young people. There's hundreds of them there, young ones running up. They're all playing underage in the club at the game today. They're watching that there and they're thinking, I want to be a wee part of that there. Maybe we can get there sometime. Maybe they'll never get there, but you have to keep dreaming.
You touched on the 10-year thing. Is this an excellent way to put the icing on that? To be Ulster champions after that decade of putting that effort in?
Now that you mentioned that, probably a cement in my own mind. I was sleeping and not sleeping in bed last night. It would be running through your mind a nice way to finish off. It's like getting up to Everest. I set the boys a target of getting to the top of Everest, and we said we were close there during the week and a few more climbs to go, and we're up there now. It hasn't really set in, really, but we're enjoying where we are at the minute, you know.